Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Friday, April 19th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Israel retaliated for Iran's drone missile attack last weekend by hitting an Iranian military base overnight. There are not a lot of details as of this morning, but grain futures spiked on news last night before settling back to modest gains in row crops. In other market news, a continued string of stronger farmer selling out of Brazil and worries over Chinese demand pressured both the bean and the corn markets yesterday, while wheat tried to recover a bit on a hotter and somewhat drier extended outlook in the southern plains. Yesterday morning's export sales report highlighted the disappointing pace in corn sales, with thoughts that we could see a decline in demand as we head into summer and as South American crops work their way into the pipeline. While our traditional customers have returned to the corn market, with sales to Japan, Colombia, Mexico, and a handful of others up decently from a year ago, the 6.5 million metric lag in sales to China will likely lead to the U.S. missing the current USDA export target. And while it may feel as though the decline in business is coming from reduced Chinese demand, it's actually a result of increased competition. China has imported a record amount of corn in the first half of the marketing year, taking in 18.5 million metric tons. That's up significantly from their previous hot start to imports with 11.3 million metric tons of purchases seen the first half of the marketing year in 2020 and 2021. This pace is up 91% from a year ago and leaves the country with around 4.5 million metric tons of purchases needed to cover the latest import estimate from the USDA. The increase in corn imports, reports of a decent crop a year ago, and a much larger supply than normal of feed wheat has kept Chinese domestic prices under pressure recently, with values dropping to multi-month lows this week. There is some uncertainty regarding what the Chinese farmer will plant, but with land rents falling and the government willing to step in with support, production is likely to continue to expand. Export sales of corn and beans rose week to week, while wheat sales declined, according to data from USDA. Corn sales in the 7 days through April 11th increased to 501,200 metric tons, up 54% from the previous week, according to the agency. Still, that was down 45% from the prior four-week average. Colombia was the big buyer at 273,700 metric tons, followed by Mexico at 87,700 tons and China at 71,500 tons. Saudi Arabia bought 55,000 tons. Japan purchased 53,500 tons. An unnamed buyer canceled orders for 78,300 tons. South Korea nixed shipments of 53,200 tons. Exports for the week were reported at 1.55 million metric tons, down 7% from the week prior. Soybean sales jumped 59% from the previous week and 62% from the average to 485,800 metric tons. China was in for 131,000 metric tons. Mexico bought 84,500 tons, Indonesia bought 77,500 tons, and an unnamed country took 59,500 tons. Germany purchased 57,500 tons of U.S. soybeans. Venezuela canceled shipments of 27,300 tons. Bean exports fell last week 5% to 481,000 tons, according to the agency, and wheat sales dropped considerably to 93,600 metric tons last week. Indonesia bought 27,000 tons, Honduras purchased 11,200 tons, the Philippines took 9,900 tons, the Windward Islands bought 9,500 tons, Mexico purchased 8,900 tons. The total would have been higher, but China mixed cargoes of 123,700 tons, an unnamed country canceled orders for 48,000 tons, and Nicaragua canceled shipments of 16,000 tons. Wheat exports totaled 487,800 tons, down 22% from the week prior. In the livestock markets, cattle futures held up surprisingly well yesterday despite the further weakness of boxed beef in the upcoming cattle on feed report set to be released this afternoon. Hogs closed mostly lower but held up surprisingly well, with earlier pressure subsiding into the close. In weather notes now, freeze warnings and advisories are in effect for parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, as well as a few counties in Missouri. Temperatures overnight fell to as low as 29 degrees Fahrenheit in northwestern Iowa, according to the National Weather Service. The weather in central Iowa was also cold, but only fell to about 32 degrees in the overnight hours. Thunderstorms are possible in parts of the southern plains late today into tomorrow evening and are not expected to turn severe. Storms will develop tonight in parts of Texas and Oklahoma, and showers are forecast to move north overnight. Showers and storms will persist tomorrow, especially in North Texas and southern Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service. On a Chicago Board of Trade right now, corn, soybeans, soybean meal, and oil are all trading higher. Chicago Board of Trade wheat is trading higher. The Kansas City wheat is trading higher. Spring wheat also trading higher. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle and feeder cattle are trading lower. The front month lean hogs contract is trading higher. On the crude oil, it's trading lower here this morning. Gold and silver are both trading lower. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is off to a higher start. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Friday, April 19th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.